विनय गोवर्धन धारी गिरिधारी लॉर्ड कृष्णा सुरे लिप्त माउंटेन डेमी गॉड लाइक Indra, Chandra, according to Vedic literature, there are different demigods. sometimes you will find in Greek mythology the gods of the water gods, of the thunder world. These are not imagination, actually they are facts. But due to our insufficient knowledge, we do not know how the material nature is being controlled. when Krishna was on this planet and he was playing the part of a cowherd boy, and it was known to all over the universe that God has come taking incarnation and he is on the earth planet and he is at Vrindavan playing the part of a cowherd boy. So as if there is incarnation of God, somebody believes and somebody does not believe. When Krishna was actually present on this earth, it is not that everybody understood that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of God. Not even after that. Only few persons, the five brothers of the Pandavas and the damsels of Vrindavan, only in the fingers count, say, out of the whole population, say, 100 or 200 men knew him that he was the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, everyone thought that he's an ordinary man, just like one of us. For the most part, that's all. Similarly, the demigods in other planets, they also thought, he's a foolish person, they are thinking of a cowherd boy as God, sophisticated, like that. especially Indra, the heavenly kingdom, king of heaven. he's very powerful, so he thought, why God he has come? My God, he cannot come. This was some speculation. Even Brahma also speculated. But Krishna wanted to show Indra that yes, actually I have come. But that incident is today Govardhan Puja. So, Bhagavan api tatraiva baladevara sanjitaha apashan nivasan gopan indriya jagat kito dhamma. Indriya jagat kito dhamma. According to Vedic system, there are different types of sacrifices to offer respect and obediences to the demigods. Just like the sun is supplying light, the moon is supplying moonshine. Similarly, Indra is supplying the cloud. Similarly, there are different demigods. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Jivan, Jajayanti, Jivu Bhavan, these things are described in the Vedic literature that it is prescribed that you should satisfy these demigods by sacrifice. Devajana. So, in the village of that Vrindavan, the father of Krishna, first father of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, and his associates, they were yearly performing the Indraja. Because they were agriculturists, they depended on rain, sufficient rain, and he had many cows. Nanda Maharaj was a farm man. He agriculture and cows. The mercantile people, the Vaishya community, they are recommended three things. Krishi, Gorakshya, Varijyam. Krishi means agriculture. And Gorakshya means cow protection. And Varijyam means trade. So Nanda Maharaj belonged to the Vaishya community. So he was a wealthy man, a very rich man. And he had 900,000 of cows. 900,000 of cows he was protecting. Formerly, according to Vedic civilization, a man was considered to be rich man in proportion of his stock of grains and livestock, cows, that's all. Dhanena dhanava. A man was considered to be rich man if he has sufficient quantity of grains at his possession, in his possession. Similarly, if one has sufficient number of cows in his possession, he was considered rich man. Not that bank balance. There was no such bank, neither this paper money. Possessing the foodstuff and milk. And actually, this is economic solution. If you have a sufficient milk, then you can make so many nice nutritious, full of vitamins, values, preparation, and grains. So there is no question of economic starvation if you have simply grains and cows. So that was the standard of economic solution in this year. So, they were preparing just to satisfy the demigod Indra, because he was supposed to supply, not supposed, actually he supplies rain sufficiently. Without rain, you cannot have successful agriculture. So they were preparing the sacrifice. So this preparation was being observed by Krishna and Balaram. Krishna is the youngest and Balaram is the eldest. Balaram is son of Rohini and Krishna is son of Devaki. Both these ladies, Rohini and Devaki, they were wives of Vasudev, Krishna's father. So, Balaram was born of Rohini and Krishna was born of Devaki. Devaki Nandana Gopa. Devaki Nandana. So, they are not really, there was not much difference of their age. Say 1 year or 2 years like that. So Balaram was eldest brother. They were playing together. And this is an incident when Balaram was about 8 years old and Krishna was about 7 years old. So, Bhagavan Tatraya Baladevana Sanjutaha. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God is Krishna. Along with Baladev, his elder brother, Apashyam, Sa. What is that? Sa. Nivasan Gopa Indriya Jaga Kisodama. All the cowherd men, including his father, they were preparing for sacrifice of Indra, Ja, Indraja. तद विज्ञोपी भगवान सर्वात्मा परिसर्व दर्शन प्रश्रय मानत अपृक्षत दिव्यान नंद पुरोगमान ही वाज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड हेड ही न्यू एवरीथिंग व्हाट दे वाज डूइंग एंड व्हाट वाज हिज पर्पस बिकॉज ही इज प्रेजेंट इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट सी ही नोज एवरीथिंग But because you are playing just like a boy, a cow has boy, so as if he did not know anything, he asked, inquired from his father, and the elderly persons were assisting his father for preparing the sacrifice. Tada Bhigopi, this very word is used here, that he knew everything. Bhagavan, because Bhagavan means he must know everything, past, present, future. There is no lack of knowledge. I am simultaneously described before you. Bhagavan means he is full of all opulences, and there are six opulences. Riches, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. So, Bhagavan cannot be lack of knowledge. He must know everything. That is all. So, therefore he said, what is the use of asking his father what they are going to do? He knew everything, but it is specifically mentioned, thought of his gopi, although he knew it. Because he was playing the part of a boy. And the father knew that Krishna is my son. They did not recognize him, that he is personality of God. They knew, he is my ordinary son. That Abhigopi Bhagavan Sarvatma. Sarvatma means one who is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvatma. Sarvadarshana. Sarvadarshana means one who can see everything, past, present and future. Still, Prasravana Vanata, just like an obedient son. Some is his son. Aprichat Vidyanando Purogama. He elderly persons of his father's friend and associate with very humbleness. He inquired. He inquired. And what is that inquiry? Kattatame pito koyam sambhamova upagataha. किं फलं कस्य चोद्देश्य केन वा साध्यते मखः एतद्महि महान् काम मह्यं शुश्रूषवेतितः माय डियर फादर आई वेरी रेस्पेक्टफुली एंड हम्बली आई एम इंक्वायरिंग व्हाट इज दिस अरेंजमेंट व्हाई यू आर बिजी एंड सम मेकिंग सम सैक्रिफाइशल सेरेमनी And what is the reason and what is the result? King Phalam, what is the result of doing this? King Phalam, kasa cha uddesha, by whom you are trying to satisfy, kena va sadhate, and what is the purpose of the sacrifice? So I cannot understand. Will you kindly explain to me? Itad bhi mahana kama. I am very much anxious. Kindly explain to me. Itad mahana kama. Mayam susu savitita. Oh, I am your most obedient son. So you kindly explain to me. This question was posed. Nahi gopam hi sadunam krittam sarvatma manam iha. हस्त सपर दृष्टि नाम मित्र दोषा तद्विधा नाउ इफ यू थिंक दैट इट इज वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल इट कैन नॉट बी डिस्क्लोज देन आई थिंक फॉर ए पर्सन लाइक यू हु इज डूइंग पब्लिकली सच सैक्रिफाइस यू शुड नॉट एक्सप्लेन टू मी नहीं गोपं ही साधुना साधु साधु दोज वर सेंटली पर्सन फॉर देम देर इज नो सीक्रेट there is no privacy. A sadhu, has no privacy. It's not in our ordinary social affairs, there is difference between private life and his public life. And now somebody is teacher, now he is very good teacher, he can very good, he can explain very nicely the subject matter. But his private life is not very good. Then he is not a teacher, he is not a sadhu. That is basic concept. One must be a teacher according to his own behavior in life. There is no secrecy or privacy. Now we think, we don't mind what is private character, we don't mind. We are concerned with his teaching. No. That sort of teaching will not have any effect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aponi Asari Prabhu Jivarishita. The teacher must demonstrate in his practical life what he is teaching. And that is the meaning of Acharya. Acharya means the teacher must demonstrate things by applying the same thing in his own life. That is called Acharya. Therefore, Krishna said that you cannot disclose anything, you cannot keep anything private, you disclose. Udasinam, udasinam aribhajyam akala surit uchyate. And even if it is very confidential, I'm your son, you can explain to him. And your well-praised,
Gatya gatyasa karvani janayam anutishthanti vidusha karma siddhasya tathana avidusho bhavet.
Whereas this is a superstition. Let's see how Krishna is speaking. Whether it is a superstition or it has got some actual effect. You should not do anything religious, ritual, under superstition. That is the recommendation of Krishna. Krishna does not like that people should perform anything under superstition. Suppose if you are sacrificing, if you are doing some ceremony, you must have thorough knowledge that there must be the result.
There must be the result.
Just like there are many sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature. Putrasti yajna. Putrasti, suppose a man has no son, and if he performs that sacrifice, he will have his son. That is a fact. Similarly, so many things there. So, any rituals, religious rituals, now, according to Krishna, how practical he is, he says that no religious ritual should be performed without practical effect. Without practical effect. People have become atheists because in the modern age there are so many rituals in all religions. Not only Hindu religion, but Christian religion. But they say simply formalities, there is no effect. There is no effect. The such sort of ritual, religious ceremony, is not recommended by Krishna. You must actually be effect. Just like in Puranas, there was a talk between Lord Chaitanya and Kadi, Chand Kadi. Chand Kadi was a Mohammedan magistrate. And Lord Chaitanya, when he started the Sankirtan movement, there was many complaints. Just like we are receiving daily reports that our Sankirtan movement is disturbing some tenants here. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya, he started his Sankirtan, some of the Brahmins, because Lord Chaitanya said that this is the only religion. In this age, this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this is the only religious principle, and everyone will have all his desires fulfilled by chanting. So the Brahmins, those who are priestly class, they thought that if people take to this only chanting, then what about our churches and mosques and temples? They will not come. So they lodged a complaint to the minister that this is not Hindu religion. He has discovered something in his own fertile brain, so we do not recognize it. So this complaint was lodged before the magistrate, and the magistrate took steps. First of all, warned him, don't chant Hare Krishna. Then when he did not care, then sent some constables, and the drums had broken. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started civil disobedience movement. So he did not care for the magistrate. He started sankirtan throughout the whole city of Navadvip. Then they approached the magistrate's house just the other day. There was a procession in your city. So this civil disobedience movement was started first by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now there was some compromising talk with the magistrate, and in that talk, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first questioned, because he was Mahavir, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in your religion there is killing of father and mother. What sort of religion this is? Then Kaji replied, how do you say that you are killing your father? Yes, you are killing your mother. Cow gives you milk, delivers milk, you drink the milk, and you kill the cow. Therefore, you are killing your mother. So, the Qadi replied that in your Vedic literature also, I am saying, there is cow sacrifice. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that that is not cow sacrifice. That is rejuvenation of cow. Old cows were sacrificed in the fire, and again, a new life was given by the Vedic mantra. But because there is lack of such expert Brahmins to chant that mantra, therefore, cow sacrifice in this age is forbidden. So, when the things are not practical, that becomes a forbidden. If you actually get the result by some spiritual, religious ritual performance, then it is very good. Otherwise, it is seen as superstition. Lord Chaitanya's opinion is that because all these Vedic injunction sacrifices are not possible to be performed in this age, that's very difficult. There is no expert a leader to perform all these ceremonies and rituals. Therefore, take to this, Hare Krishna, take to this. There is no need of rituals, there is no need of expenses. Simply, God has given you tongue and God has given you ear. Just go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and it will fulfill your spiritual abhava. Similarly, Krishna says, Gyatta Agyatyata Karmani Janayam Anusisthanti. Generally, mass of people, they are ignorant. They perform some religious rituals, knowingly or unknowingly, as a matter of superstition or custom. Vidusha karma siddhasya. But one who is intelligent, he should know that by this sacrifice I must get the result. Vidusha karma siddhasya tatha na vidusha pave. And those are fools, they simply by superstition they do it. So Krishna did not recommend that you should do something under superstition. No, you must do it for practical reasons. This dogmatism, fanaticism, why I shall chant Hare Krishna, I am Christian, I am Jews, this is fanaticism. If you find actually ecstasy by chanting Hare Krishna, why should you do that? Why should you do that? No, I am Jew, I am Christian, I am Mahavira. Well, it is transcendental vibration from the spiritual platform. Your Mahavirism, Christianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, this is skin disease. This is because you have got some particular body at particular circumstances, and therefore you claim like that. But actually, we are all spirit soul. And this sound vibration is from the spirit soul. It will appeal to everyone. See the effect. That don't be fanatics, don't be sectarian. The Krishna wants that. Simply by custom one should not follow the ritual, one should see the effect. So, whether you are confident of the result of the sacrifice, he's asking his father. You see, Krishna was a boy, and he's asking his father, whether you are confident of the result of the sacrifice, you are going to satisfy the demigod, sacrifice, or athoba, lukika, or it is simply a custom, village custom, that you are doing it. Lukika, sanne, prichata, sadhu, dhannata. Now I am very much interested to learn from you. Please explain. Now his father is explaining.
Pajjanna Bhagavan Indra, Meghastasatma Bhutaya. Te avi varsanti bhutanam tiranam jivanam parapaya.
He says, my dear boy, what is very essential? Because without rains we cannot have any produce. Therefore, this rain is controlled by Bhagavan Indra. The heavenly king Indra, he controls the Megha means cloud. He is the master of the cloud. He can send cloud and he can stop cloud. He is the representative of God, so he has got the power. Te avi varsanti bhutanam priyanam. So, when he allows this raining, people become satisfied, they get their produce. Santata bayamaste cha vamutsam patinisharam drabbais tad retosa shuddhai jajanti pratiki nara. Therefore it is our duty, because he supplies us water. So it is our duty to show him respect by this sacrifice. This is a basic injunction. Just like we pay departmental tax, he paid to the corn edition bills for the supply of electricity and gas. Similarly, we pay the bills of the telephone, but we have no program to pay the bills of the sun, who is supplying us so much light. Is that? So, it is our duty to help us. According to basic rituals, these are recommended that we should satisfy. So, Nanda Maharaj explains.
Tatsa isasana upajivanti sivarga phalahetave pungsang purusakaranang parjanna phalabhavana.
Now, this water is so important that it will produce grains and we shall lead and for perfection of our life we must first lead. So this is very important thing. So we have to satisfy Indra. Jayam visude dharmam parampajyagata naraha kamat lobhadhyadisha sabinatmati shobhanam. He says, my dear father, that we should not give up this parampara. Parampara means coming from this discussion or from generation. My father did it. My father's father did it. So every religious ceremony, and according to Vedic themselves, there are some parampara, family or society-wise or community-wise, in every country there is. So he says that this parampara, this successive generation we have been doing this, and we should not give it up. He understood Krishna's purpose that he is asking. He's a very intelligent boy. So he's asking me all these questions just to permit that he's as like father, like son. His father was also intelligent. So, jayvang visiji dharmam. Dharmam means one must execute. That is dharma. That is just like to become hungry. It is my religion. This is called religion. We should know what is the meaning of religion. Religion means which you cannot separate from it. The religion which you can change, that is not religion. Suppose I am Hindu, I become Christian. So neither this Hinduism is religion or Christianism is religion. It is a dictionary, English dictionary word. As dharma, according to Sanskrit, dharma does not mean that which you can change. Several times explained this fact. Dharma cannot be changed. Therefore, we must find out what is our dharma, what is our religion. See, which we are professing that Christianity is my religion, Hinduism my religion. That is not religion, that is faith. Religion is different. Religion you cannot change. You cannot change. That is the meaning of religion. Here it is said that jayvan visite dharmam. Dharma means you cannot change. So, parampajyagata nara, kama, kama lobha. Now, religion, sometimes when this statement is faith, if they are changed. How they are changed? Kama, for some gain. Just like in India, formerly, Christian religion was priest, giving some facilities. And generally, we see that Christian priests who go to foreign countries, I have seen, they offer some hospital facilities, some economic facilities, before men they supply clothing and education. So, those who are poor, they become cultivated, and they have practically no religion. Anyway, they are facing economic problems. So, kama. Kama means for some gain. For some gain, kama, lobha. Lobha means by some greediness. And bhaya. Bhaya means out of fear. And desha. Desha means out of envy. For all these things, one should not give up his faith or religion. So that was the explanation of Nanda Maharaj, father of Krishna. Now Krishna replied, Sri Bhagavan was, the reason of that sacrifice, as explained by Nanda Maharaj, is that Indra, the heavenly king, he supplies us what. Therefore, we must perform the sacrifice to satisfy. Now, Krishna is giving reason, just like an atheist. Just like an atheist. Karma Mimamsa. There are six philosophers. Out of that, one is Karma Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa means one who takes work and the result of work. Nothing, no God, nothing else. He was like this, he gets the result. See, just like modern theory. So Krishna is putting up that Karma Mimamsa. What is that? He says, Karmana jayate jantu karmanaiva viliyate. Everyone is born here out of, as the effect of his past deeds. And karmanaiva viliyate, and he is going to have his next birth according to the work as he is doing here. This is called Karma Mimamsa. The Karma Mimamsa philosophers, they do not believe that our liberation from this material world and entrance in the spiritual kingdom to be associated with God, that will make us happy. Their belief is that you simply do good work, then you gradually get your promotion. That is also a fact. That is not a misconception. If you do good work, then you will get good work. Jamai Sadhya Sutta see four things. Good work, meaning good family, or good nationality, and Janma. Birth means, Janma means birth, good birth. Janma Aishadja, and to become rich. Sutta, to become very learned, and free, and to become very beautiful. These are reasons of past good work. So, here Krishna says, that people are concerned with his work. A man is concerned with his work. Karmana jayate jantu karmanaiva viliyate. He gets his facilities of life according to the past good work, bad work, and he is preparing his life next by that work. Sukhang dukhang bhayang shimang karmanaiva avipapate. So therefore, either happiness or distress or fearfulness or poverty or economic posture, everything depends on this karma, on this work. Asti chedishvaratkasse phalarupi annakarmanam tattaram bhajate sopi nahi tattu prabhurhi sa. Now supposing there is somebody, because the atheists, they do not believe in God. Now they are giving arguments. Now, suppose there is somebody, as God or some supervisor or something like that. But it feels, he is obliged to give me the effect. Therefore, I am not going to ask mercy from that superior personality of God or something else. I have to work. This is also fact. Suppose you are going to appear in some examination. Now, the university is giving you some designation. Now, that designation practically depends on your passing the examination. What is the use of flattering that examiner? That is the argument. There is no... his argument is that you are, after the sacrifice of satisfying the Indra, so, immediately he says that Indra is appointed by the Lord and he has to supply work. He is officer. So what is the use of flattering him? Just say, there are many officers in New York City. One is in charge of the water quality department. So, there is no question of flattering the water works department officer. You pay your tax. You work nicely, and water will supply to you. But if you don't pay your tax, how are you flattered that officer? Your connection will cut off. So it depends on your work. It depends on your work. Asti chet ishvara kasye. Supposing there is some God, there is some God. Just see, God is preaching atheism. He is God himself, and he says, supposing if there is some God. Supposing if there is some God, Tatte, Phalarupi Anna Karmana, and he gives the result of your work. See, Karma Mimamsa philosophers, they accept God in this way. Suppose there is God, and he is to give us the result. So he is obliged. If you do nice work, he is obliged. So what is the use of flattering God? Better do our things nicely, then he will be obliged. So say, Krishna is forwarding that argument. Paspite Ishara Kasti, Phararupa Anna, Phararupi Anna Karmanam, Kattaram Bhajate Sopi. He also worships the worker. The worker has not to worship God. Because God gives you good results out of your good work. Therefore, because you are doing good work, therefore God is worshipping. That's the argument. He says, Tattaram Bhajate Sopi, Nahi Akattu Prabhiji. And who, one who does not do good work, God, even God does not like it. So there is no necessity of this worshipping this heavenly God or any God. So let us have our duty done nicely. That is Satan's desired result. Kimindrena hi bhitya bhutana sapta karmanu vartina anishina annatha prastut svabhava bhitangina. So therefore there is no, Father, there is no necessity of satisfying this Indra. You are simply wasting your time. You are simply wasting your time. Sabhava hi jana, sabhava anuvartate, sabhava samidam sabbam, sadiva asura mansam. Everyone is acting according to the modes of nature he has acquired. So, whatever nature we have acquired, his purpose is that by nature we are mercantile people. Because his father was maintaining cows, so he is considered mercantile. Vaishyakarma Svabhav. Krishi Gurakshya Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Svabhav. So he is giving faith. Then let us perform our duty as mercantile man, honestly, and that will bring us results. Why should we go to worship these demigods? Now here is the point, that Krishna does not approve the worship of demigods. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamastastra hitabhyana jajanti anna devata. Those who are out of intelligence, they simply worship the demigods. In the Bhagavad Gita or in the Bhagavad, anywhere, worship of demigods is not very much recommended. So, here also the same thing, that sabhava tantra hi jana, everyone is carried by the modes of nature. Sabhavam anuvartate, and he cannot surpass the spell of the modes of nature. Sabhavata anuvartate, sabhavastam idam sattvam. Everyone is under the control of the nature he has acquired. And sadeva usudha manusa, sadeva. Or either he is man or superman, or animal, everyone is being controlled by the modes of nature. Dehanuchyavachanajantu prapo siddhati karmana satru mitra mudasina karmaiva guru vishara. He is giving so much stress on karma. There is no question of bhakti here. So dehanuchya, there is a difference of high grade body and low grade body. There are different kinds of body. Somebody has got very high grade body, very intelligent, very neat, very beautiful, very wealthy, and somebody has no great body. So, Dehan Uccha Vashana Jantu, Prapati Siddhiti Karmana. Now, these high grade and low grade bodies are obtained according to the work he has done. Satru Mitra Mudasina Parmaiva Guru Ishvara. And one is the leader, or one is a teacher, or one is enemy, or one is friend. Everything is judged by this karma, by work. Let's see how much he is giving space on work. Karmaiva. Karmaiva Guru Ishvara. That's not some pujay. Karma, sabhavattata karma. And the sadhina vattati, tadivasa ihai daivatam. Therefore, you don't bother yourself over working this part and that part in that. You just be faithful to your work, then that will give you good results. And the sadhina vattati, tadivasa. Adivaika tarang of bhavam jastu annopo jivati natasma dindate chimam jaran anariya sati yatha. He is condemning that one's profession. Yes, Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also said like that. Sakarmanatama bhajya. One should not give up his own profession. Never mind. Even if he is faulty. If you have a fire from me, just like, let's give the example that fire is so pure, still there is fault, there is more. So, in spite of all fault, one should not give up his own work, but he should do it faithfully and nicely, and the result will come. And he says here, that anyone who gives us his own natural profession, natural aptitude profession, so, natasma dindate chimam, jarang najasati jatha, jarang najasati jatha. Now, this is a very important question. Najasati, asati. Asati means not chaste, not chaste woman. Just like in India, it is very strict that the woman is not to give up her husband and acquaint herself with any other man. So this example is given that if an unchaste woman gives up her own husband and makes friends with others, similarly, one who gives up his own profession and takes other profession, he is also similarly unchaste. Unchaste. Brahmanavitra rajanna rakhyabhuva. Therefore, one should not deviate from his professional duty, just like the Brahmins, Brahmanavitra brahmanavitra. Those who are Brahmins, they should stick to their principle of life, simply spiritual culture. Rajanna Rathyabhava, and those who are Kshatriyas, they should stick to their protecting the citizen, the kingly order, royal order. Their duty is to give protection to the. They should not simply collect tax. The Kshatriyas, the king, is allowed to collect tax because he is supposed to give all protection to the king. So therefore it is said, Rajanna Rakshayabhuva. Rajanna means the royal order stick to his principle how to give protection to the people. Similarly, Vaishastu Bhakya Jivat Chudrastu Vijasevaya. Similarly, these mercantile, they so live on their trade, and those who are Shudra, those who are level of class, they should start all these three classes. That is the rules. Now, Krishi Vanija Goraksha Kusidam Surya Muchyate Varta Susididha Tatra Vayam Go Vrittayo Anisham. Now, according to
scripture. We are Vaishnav. And we should live not in a Brahminical way or Kshatriya way or Shudra way, but we should live just like Vaishnavs, and we are actually agriculturists, and we are actually protecting cows, therefore we are Vaishnavs. Our duty is to stick to our, faithfully stick to our business, stick to our work. What is the use of what is in this God and that God?
Satsang rajastamayati sthitsutpati hetava rajasatpattate visham anna vividham jagat.
Now he is forwarding the atheistic theory of Kapila. Sankhya philosophy theory is that there is no controller, there is no God, that it is the world is moving under nature's interaction. Just the modern scientists also say like that. The world, every action of this material world is being acted just like Sankhya philosophy is based on this philosophy that a man and woman is attracted and they have sex life and the sun is produced. Oh. And there is no other reason for population. Simply, a man wants, a woman wants a man, that natural tendency is there, and when they combine together, there is a birth of a child. So this is a natural sequence. The Sankhya philosophy is based on this principle. They do not believe that above this there is God, Nirishwa. Above this there is God, there is God's control. Actually there is God. Sexual intercourse is not the cause of a child. According to Bhagavad, that a living entity, before his death, he is by superior judgment, it is thought that where this living entity, where this particular man or dog or anything is dying, where it will be placed. So when that place is, sanctioned, this place is selected, that this particular man should go in certain such body, then he is at once transferred to the seminar. That small particle, spiritual particle is transferred to the seminar of the father, and the father ingests the seminar into the mother's womb, and it gets a particular type of body according to his karma. That is Bhagavad version. But the Sankhya philosophy, they say, because they have no idea that there is spiritual spark, they think simply, the father and mother, some man and woman, sex life produces life. So here, practically, the same thing is advocated by Krishna, that sattang rajastamayati sutupata sutupati sthitava. Now the creation of this material world is the three modes of material nature. There is no other cause. Rajasa chuditamiha varasanti ambuni sarvata. So when there is too much heat by, aggravation of the modes of passion, and there is evaporation of water, and that becomes cloud. That is the cause of, the cloud is the cause of rain. Why do you go to this Indra and Chandra and all this? Just see Krishna how he is speaking atheistically. So, prajastai deva siddhanti mahendra kinkarishati. Therefore, that rain constitutes agriculture. So why do you bother about this mahendra? Let's say modern scientists say that we shall artificially make raining so that where there is scarcity of rain, we shall fertilize the land, we shall get production. So similarly, the Sankhya philosophy, according to Sankhya philosophy, that rain is caused by the heat, and by the heat, and there is cloud in the sky, and the cloud is the cause of the rain, there is no question of Mahendra, the controller of the cloud or anything else. Prajastrideva siddhanti madhyam kim kalshati. Nana pura janapada na grama na grihanavaya bonu kathasat nityam vanasailam vasana. So therefore, we are not going to the city, we are inhabitants of the village, so it is better to worship this land, this land, this land Govardhan, because Krishna was herding his cows on the Govardhan hill, so indirectly he hinted that we should worship this Govardhan hill, and that is our duty. So it is a long story, 3-4 chapters. Of course, it will take some time. I don't think you can give us so much time. Let's see that when Krishna talked like this, then his father agreed not to perform the sacrifice. Because all the inhabitants of Braja Vrindavan, they have so much fond of Krishna. Whatever Krishna will say, they will accept. So although Krishna was a boss, so he implored his father and other elderly gentlemen present there that there is no need of performing this sacrifice. So they stopped sacrifice. As a result of this stopping, Indra became very much angry, and there were torrents of rain, incessant rain, and very vehemently. So the whole village and the whole tract of land comprising the Brajabhumi, they become overflooded, and the cows and the animals and the people become too much afflicted. So they had no other source. They approached Krishna protector. Krishna protector. So at that time Krishna said, yes, I give you protection. So he was although a boy of 6 or 7 years old, he lifted that hill, that is where, if any time you go to India, you see the hill, it is not less than at least 5-6 miles area, very big hill. That hill was lifted by him, and he kept that hill in his hand for 7 days. And then everything was cleared. Then Indra prayed him. So there are many things after this. So today, Krishna lifted this hill. Therefore, his name is Giridhar. Giridhar means who held the hill. Giri means the hill. And Dhari means one who holds up. So today is that the annual ceremony of today. It's Govardhan Puja. So we follow that principle because we are devotees of Krishna. We are trying to follow his instructions. So at noon time, we shall perform the puja, and you are invited to take prasadam. I think prasadam will be ready by 11 o'clock, and we will kindly participate in taking prasadam.